This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. said very serious negotiations were taking place on a new Gaza ceasefire and release of more Israeli hostages, but prospects for a deal remained uncertain as Hamas insisted it would not discuss anything less than a complete end to Israel's offensive in the Palestinian enclave. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas's leader visited Egypt on Wednesday for the first time in more than a month for discussions with Egyptian officials who are seeking to mediate another truce. A wide gap remains in talks on the Israeli hostages now taking place in Cairo. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Despite a burst of diplomacy by high-level officials in recent days, the two sides appear to be far from an agreement. Hamas has said no more hostages will be released until the war ends and is expected to insist on the release of large numbers of Palestinian prisoners, including high-level militants. For the captives that remain, Israel has rejected the demand so far, but it has a history of lopsided exchanges for captive Israelis, and the government's under heavy public pressure to bring the hostages back safely. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he did not expect an Israel-Hamas deal for the release of hostages held in Gaza to be struck soon.
We're pushing it. There's no expectation at this point, but we are pushing it.
And your reaction to 20,000 dead in Gaza, that death toll reached today?
It's tragic.
Nearly 20,000 deaths have been confirmed by the Gazan Health Ministry, with several thousand more bodies believed to be trapped under rubble. Israel says Hamas fighters killed 1,200 people, mainly civilians, on October.